This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can you dig it?
I said he brought it down. He brought the whole goal down. Bryant to shot.
A three-peat and a sweep for the world champion Los Angeles Lakers.
I said hello, Miami. Remember this? I'm going to bring a championship to Miami, I promise.
The Miami Heat, they've done it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What's up, Doc?
Can we rock?
What's
up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc?
Cha 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 cha. What's up, Harga? Who pooped? Your mom dukes up hot dukes. The two scoop the raisin in the.
Where is Shaq? I keep waiting for him in this song.
He'll be there.
Check it out, yo. I smile like Groucho Marx. I make a joke.
Come on, Shaq. Hurry.
Play me like a punk, like the penguin and the joker. Snooping in my biz like.
Bring it strong.
The buster freaky, freaky, freaky way. The
Shaq.
He's making cheese.
What?
And now he's selling.
Where is it?
Holy smoke. Oops, your whole plan pooped up.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smart ass?
Just waiting for Shaquille O'Neal.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Kerry Rock. What's up, Doc? Kerry Rock. What's up, Doc? Kerry Rock.
I guess he's on there somewhere.
It's just like the rapping twins from American Idol.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with the
Fooshnickens. With
the Fooshnickens?
They're very good.
All right.
Well, we got some Fooshnickens happening today at the CBS. Here we go. Black Thursday at CBS in New York.
Don't like
really?
That.
Yeah, I know you don't, Rob.
Yeah.
Let me just say, you picked the right time to re-up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here is safe. The latest cuts on CBS's Black Thursday, the company made a bunch of changes with people that we really don't care about at stations in New York and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike?
Yes.
In Sacramento.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Sports 1140 KHTK.
What?
Program director Mike Remy has been let go.
Oh no.
Wow.
No!
Then we have to do the movie version.
No.
But good news.
Yeah.
The program director of Sacramento's Jack FM.
Yes.
Will be the new program director of KHTK.
What would his name be?
It's Jeff McMurray.
Good people.
Mike O'Mara, Jeff McMurray. Great to talk with you. Excited about the new show. Want to know what can we do to make the Mike O'Mara show a little more Sacramento-oriented?
I say lots of trips out there.
It's me, Jeff McMurray.
I say get me a condo.
Do you think Mike Ramey will still call me every 3 weeks and ask when you guys are coming out?
No. Don't you think we've already kind of been out there enough?
Maybe too much.
Yeah.
Because remember, Don and I have been out one more time than you.
Who's to say, Mike, but you want to make a good impression with the new management.
Think I should call him? Hi. This is Mike O'Mara. My pants have mysteriously slipped to the floor.
That's too bad. Really, that guy, he's never really been a pain in the ass.
No, he good would, supporter of the show and a fine affiliate.
He picked up the show originally, right?
Like, he would just never listen to us about running the entire show when we used to run over. But anyway.
It's a shame. I really.
Yeah, I know. It is. Listen.
We met him twice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice guy.
Program director.
Wholesale cuts in Sacramento.
What can I say? You know, you got to cut the fat out when you're getting down to it, when you want to just get the finest cut of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to let that big, marbly fat go.
Got to get rid of some of the gristle.
I'm just remembering.
So that the prime cut tastes all the better.
Right. Just remember back to some of our good phone calls with him, how helpful he was on so many occasions.
He was a real innovator.
You played a good trick on him once.
What did we do to him?
What? when you lost a bet and you had to go to Sacramento to do a meet and greet with the fans.
Right, I went with
and,
you.
Yeah, and we went out there. And,
I went with you.
And you got the promotions lady to call Mike Ramey and tell her that you weren't on the plane.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Just to drive him nuts.
And he panicked.
Yeah, he did.
Rather, if I remember correctly, a rather straight-laced guy.
Kind of Ned Flanders.
Kind of
nerdish.
Buenos ding dong diddly.
Also one of those rah-rah guys.
Yeah.
One of those
guys. But no, I thought he was mellow. I thought he was kind of, hi, how are you? Yeah.
No, one of those guys that would be, and sadly for him, bitten him in the ass. One of these guys that, like, when you would meet him, would be like, isn't the company great?
Yeah.
Isn't the growth that Infinity is making great? You know, I think there's wonderful things for this company.
I'll always thank Mike Ramey for putting that that promotional lady in the limo with us when we came from the airport one time. Mm. I don't even remember her name.
Her name was Priscilla Pump.
You remember her, don't you, Buzz?
I do very well.
What was her name, Buzz? You get all their names.
Actually, it's been so long, I forgot.
She was a very, very nice lady and made the... she was really... it was the equivalent of our handler for the weekend.
Her name was Judy Jar.
Judy Jar?
Yeah.
She had a middle initial, didn't she?
I think so.
I think it was that was also J.
Yeah.
Judy J. Jar. I'm sorry, I didn't say that the right way. Judy J. Jar.
Did you J in her jar?
Huh?
Did you J in her jar?
No, do you?
No. Not that I didn't want to.
We all did.
Did we all want to, or did we all J in her jar?
Yeah, I...
So hard to remember.
I remember certain details that I'm unfortunately not at liberty to discuss about that.
Near her jar.
You know why.
No, I don't. I mean, why?
I'll write it down for you.
Okay.
God damn it.
Have to.
See, I don't know when Mike's joking.
Certainly can't say it on the air.
When it's serious. Let me see. Oh, gotcha. Oh.
Remember?
Oh.
Remember protective?
Oh, my God.
Remember territorial? Remember we were... How, hey, if we had even been so inclined, would not have happened.
There was a member of our crew. You're right, Mike. A member of our happy crew.
We both felt the same way, but we were not able. We weren't even in the ballpark.
Since departed, who I believe, had his little beady eyes all over her.
Stay away.
That's right.
Stay away. I remember we didn't really realize that until... late in the trip.
Do you remember that? I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. What Mike is talking about is that there was a hot chick, and there was a guy that, one of many guys we worked with, who like took a shining to her.
Yeah.
And
once that happened, forget it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and
because we would be manipulated out of the situation.
Yeah, and it's not like we're going to do anything with her.
No, we wouldn't.
For God's sakes, we're in a car with a bunch of our friends, and we could do bang this girl from the radio station. But this guy was
she had big, beautiful breasts, if I remember.
In fact, like that.
That's the whole thing. She had magnificent.
She had the big jugs.
Yes.
And boy, was he was in love for about 24 hours, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And then it was like stiff-armed to us.
Sure.
Yeah. Stay away. I mean, really, I mean, to the extent where we would be sitting there, and all we were really seriously interested in was having her sit close to us so we could stare. I didn't care about anything else.
I remember exactly what we were doing. We were sitting there. It started behind the scenes when we'd done the show, and then it went to the car. We would just roll pencils off the table so that she would bend over and pick them up. So we could look down her shirt.
And she didn't pick up on this right away, so
no.
The more she didn't pick up on it,
right.
The more we do that, and we were enjoying that. And then later on, I think it was perhaps later after we'd done an appearance or something like that, we were back, sitting in the hotel lobby, and we noticed that we were all sitting by ourselves, and this individual was off in the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, with this very intense discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, that's all I have to say now, Mike.
Yeah, now you remember?
Oh, I remember.
Remember
everything.
That?
Yeah, I sure do.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Her name was Jody Bacon.
Sure was.
Yeah.
And I remember Don saying she smelled of alcohol and man juice when he came out.
She sure did.
See, that was Don's form of courtship. That was Don's. That was the equivalent of the young boy. The young boy throwing the rock in the schoolyard.
Yeah, but right. Yeah. I wasn't the type, Mike.
No, me neither.
None of us were the type.
But we certainly all had an appreciation.
We just wanted to look.
For what she brought.
My God.
Well, we wanted to do more than that. We would have liked to see.
Well, sure.
And I think perhaps, I try to identify our road trips with the voice of the road trip. And it was not the Tony Diggs voice. It might have been really one of the early Larry King voices.
I don't think it was on that trip.
You don't think so?
But it was a trip.
We'd always have a voice for a trip where we would, because we are so socially crippled that we would be unable to communicate on these road trips with anybody outside of our inner circle without using a silly, stupid voice.
I think the catchphrase of that trip was just yelling, yeah, really loud.
Yeah!
Real stupid stuff.
But I think that was it. But I think the very best trip voice ever was when we were doing Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Bailey, I don't remember.
Oh, fill in, honey.
What? Oh, yeah, honey.
What a shock you don't remember. Yeah. All you need is two or three Baileys Irish.
What? Baileys Irish Creams?
Baileys Irish, yeah, whatever that. Yeah. Baileys Irish.
Baileys Irish Creams.
Right. Boy, you would have a couple of those, and then it would be, forget it, honey.
Was Jody, the woman that was there when we did the actual stage show at the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater?
I think that was that trip. Right.
Yeah.
She was like the pump for the morning show. Mm-hmm. Remember that? She was like the girl on the morning show.
She was. Mm-hmm. Jody. And Jody. We could only get so close. But I think the offer was, the question was asked, magnificent, especially as the drinks began to flow. Uh-huh. Magnificent. May we see?
Oh, for the good old days.
You have to. Sunnier days, Don. Sunnier days.
Because somehow we thought if we just would ask a girl, like in the middle of a crowded room.
We kind of thought it was like being on the radio all the time.
It'd be in a room with hundreds of people drinking and dancing and just say, you know what would be great? Why don't you just pop that shirt off? we don't want to bang you or like take you back to our rooms, but really we're just sitting there thinking, you must have a knockout body.
And I don't think it was met with resistance in that she was insulted. She just refused it politely.
Wouldn't go along.
Yeah. Sorry. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Jody.
Jody.
She still working out there?
I don't know.
I believe so.
Because I really hope I'm not speaking out of school, but little memories come back into my my pickled brain here.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that I do think that she enjoyed our poking fun at Mike Ramey. More than most people. She got great joy. In fact, that's cemented the relationship.
When we went out there, it might have really been her idea to call Ramey. Do you remember that when you and I went out, Rob? It might have been her idea to say, you know what would drive him nuts? That's right. Because she was the very nice pump that met us at the airport, and she's the one that called Mike Ramey. And I remember Rob and I
So wait a minute. So you saw her again?
Oh, yeah, every time.
You saw her a second time?
I saw her again last night. I don't know. Truthfully, I don't know who it was. Whoever it was that met us,
I think it was her,
at the airport, though, had the idea.
I have it on video at home.
To call him and tell him that we didn't arrive. And then we just kept dropping pencils on the floor.
Well, may I say Godspeed to Mike Ramey. Safe home.
Yeah.
Safe home. Nice guy. I mean, hardworking guy.
And God closes a door. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I think at the end of the day, if he would be so nice as to send us a thank you letter, I think that we could possibly write him a letter of some limited endorsement.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, he never did anything but support this show.
I would just like, dear Donna, Mike, thanks, for 10 years for making my job the easiest job in the world.
Right. And then in turn, we will turn around and write him a letter of recommendation, which will go along the lines of, to whom it may concern, he's okay.
I bet this has a lot to do with the Kings being moved to Las Vegas.
Well, he was instrumental, I think, in getting the Kings on KHTK. Right. And really, now that they are going to be moving to Las Vegas mid-season, that's going to be out the window. Hello. In fact, they probably, he had some part in the fact that they're moving.
He'll probably be brought on as a PR guy for the Las Vegas Kings.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
To Vegas.
Hello.
Did you know that Jody Bacon is now Grant Napier's producer?
Oh, so she's still at the station.
Yeah, and she works for the NFL, for the Niners.
She hasn't been let go?
I bet she works for the Niners.
Works for us.
I bet she does.
I just hope that Mike Ramey's got a good relationship with the Maloof brothers.
I'm trying to think of anyone from the 49ers. Trent Dilfer. I bet he spends a lot of time dropping pencils on the ground.
Well, we wish her the very best. She could not be a more charming young lady.
Lovely. I'll tell you what, she was in many ways like an animal, though, because she never wised up to the fact. It's like, when you do that thing with a dog?
I'm just waiting to see why she's an animal.
Uh-huh. Because you throw the ball, and the dog goes after the ball. And after a while, you pretend you throw the ball, and the dog still runs that way. Mm-hmm. I remember we would do that thing. It would be so obvious. It was like, okay, we're going to throw another pencil on the floor so you bend over and we can look down your shirt.
But I couldn't disagree with you more with the animal analogy, because I do believe if she was in any way comparable to an animal, she would have sensed the fact that for most of that weekend she was prey. I think she would have been, you know, like the deer that senses danger.
They know.
She's prey from one of the smaller dogs in our pack. One of our wiener dogs.
Pick up this pencil.
One of our little wiener dogs. As a matter of fact, I remember, that's what I'm saying, and I hope she's
How
not,
could we forget that name, too, Jody Baker?
I hope she's not offended. It was just, you know, you can fool an animal.
We lusted after her. That's what we're trying to say. This is all complimentary.
It actually got to this point, really, where you'd just be sitting there going, look, hey, I dropped my pencil.
Right.
I'll pick it up.
Yeah, she was very, very accommodating.
Very helpful.
You know, just in a real nice way. Would you like another water? No, but could you get that pencil?
Sweet, really.
And then there would be silence, and little beady eyes would be, going back and forth throughout the car.
Get me more pencils.
And then later on it was, okay, stay away.
Court order.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, this is Mike Ramey, and I'm looking for work. Mike, I hear you have an opening coming up in June?
Yeah, no, I've got a stiff proposition.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, that's too bad for that guy, Mike Ramey, in all seriousness.
Good guy, and good luck to him.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just wondering if Katie Christensen was going to stay in Sacramento with the band.
What?
Have we opened the floodgates now? Have we ensured that we will be taking Sacramento calls for the rest of the show?
What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, you are. I was wondering if Katie Christensen, she's an announcer for the pregame and postgame show.
Who the hell is that? We don't know who that is.
For the Kings?
I know that she's an ex-pro basketball player.
Bye! I've never had the chance to drop pencils and look down her shirt.
No, just tell her to get a job, you know, get a condo in Las Vegas. Mm, well, it's the most important thing.
I'm looking at a,
is this the current?
Yeah, it's off the left.
Current picture?
Oh. Oh, no. I know what your face is telling me. I know what your face is. No, I'm preparing.
The word's time.
Time is.
There you go. Time is no one's friend. Perhaps I'm overreacting.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's great.
Time is hard on all of us.
Take a look, Buzz.
Let's say that.
Take a look, Buzz. What do you have to say?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Now, you look, you know, it's one picture.
That's right.
It's one picture.
Just one. Jeez.
This is not the best picture of her.
That's probably it.
That's right.
Of course I'm
That's right.
Of course I'm right. Poor, that's not what I remember.
That's just the one that's on the website.
A poor black and white print.
Hello, Don and Mike. You can put it up on the Walmart.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up my bulletin
board.
Good. Rob, do we get tax?
We need some Post-its for Mike.
Okay.
And we need some sticky tax or whatever they are. Hello, Don and Mike.
Sticky
Show.
Bud.
Some Post-its.
Some push, hey, Mike.
Push pins. Thank you. Push pins. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't hurt yourself.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, what's happening with you?
Hey, Joey Bacon, she got a breast reduction, like, 10 years ago. They were bigger.
Well, much like Mike Ramey getting fired. No. No.
No.
What the hell? It looks like she did in that picture.
Yeah.
Would they move it to her bottom?
Oh, Jesus.
There. Well, that's why I'm leaving.
Yeah. You had get them all out of your system.
Just such a
dickhead. Leave them for me.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.